Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Tom Felton, and I titled our reading, Transforming Worship. Susie wept as she sat outside the hospital's intensive care unit, waves of paralyzing fear sweeping over her. The tiny lungs of her two-month-old baby were filled with fluid, and doctors said they were doing their best to save him, but gave no guarantees. At that moment, she said, she felt the sweet, gentle nudging of the Holy Spirit reminding her to worship God. With no strength to sing, she played praise songs on her phone over the next 3 days in the hospital. As she worshiped, she found hope and peace. Today, she says the experience taught her that worship doesn't change God, but it definitely changes you. Facing desperate circumstances, David called out to God in prayer and praise in Psalm 30. One commentator notes that the psalmist prayed for grace issued in praise and transformation. God turned David's wailing into dancing, and he declared that he would praise God forever in all circumstances. While it can be hard to praise God during painful times, it can lead to transformation, from despair to hope, from fear to faith. And he can use our example to encourage and transform others. Susie's baby boy was restored to health by God's grace. While not all challenges in life will end as we hope they will, he can transform us and fill us with renewed joy as we worship him, even in our pain. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Psalm 30. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced, if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Let's pray. Dear God, please transform us even as we worship you in our pain and difficulties. May we experience hope and joy in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.